The Bates! Wait, look. Okay, so is it focused?
I'm doing the microphone right now, so I'm trying it out again.
Hey y'all, it's Kashawn, aka Cookie, and welcome back to my channel. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. Turn on that post bell notification so that way you get notified every single time there's a post. Okay, so today's video, we're going to be talking about red flags. Now, I was like once upon a time considered a serial dater. And meaning I had a lot of different like situationships, right? And I feel like I am well versed when it comes to red flags. Honestly, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. But let's talk about red flags. So, red flags are like kind of interesting because you can say one and then it's like on the other hand, it's like I can see both sides. So, one thing I've learned as far as like red flags is if a person does not know how to effectively communicate. And what I mean by that is if you probe a problem, how does that person respond? Do they automatically get angry and defensive? Or do they try to hear you out and allow you to explain your side, they explain their side, and then you try to come to a common ground? Now, I've had situations where the person themselves was a red flag, and we did talk through issues, but a lot of times I was always made to feel like something I did was wrong, or somehow it always turned around to being my fault. A huge red flag outside of not being able to effectively communicate, because without effective communication, you can't truly progress in your relationship because you're not going to hear the other person out. You're not listening. Now, the second part of this is accountability. It's a red flag if your partner does not know how to take any accountability whatsoever. It's not about who's right and who's wrong. Hey, can you admit you were wrong when you were wrong? Can you acknowledge that this hurt my feelings? If you can acknowledge that something hurt my feelings don't need to be in your hands, honestly. They really don't. Like, they really just don't. They don't. Three. How does your partner act around your group of people? Now, I've had some situations where I was dating somebody and they literally refused to come around my group of people. And I wasn't even picking up on the fact that that's a red flag. Because it's like, also, what are you hiding? What's going on? Why can't you be around someone other than just you and I? I can be around your people, but you can't be around mine? Interesting. Okay, very interesting. Another red flag. A person does not know how to be transparent and honest. The fact that, okay, they're always hiding their phone, they're always taking phone calls and stuff outside and away from you. You know what I mean? There's no honesty and transparency there because there's something that you're hiding that you don't feel comfortable letting me in on. When you are totally in for the count with your partner, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. When I actually truly trust someone that I'm dating, I'm unlocking my phone right there in front of you. I'm going through my phone and I don't care that you're literally looking at my phone and watching me go through all this stuff. Like, I don't care because there's nothing that I'm hiding. Even when it was like, even when at the beginning before intentions were like 100% clear and set with someone that I was dating and I had like texted someone else, once I realized that, oh, okay, he had saw that text message, I didn't feel some type of way because it really was to me just like, oh, that was a mindless text. Like, that text has absolutely nothing on what you and I have. Not at all. Not at all. So I don't care that you saw it, because I'm not hiding anything, if that makes sense. I would have been in my feelings if I was like, oh my gosh, you saw it. Now what? I was like, okay, you saw it. If you want to talk about it, we can talk about it. I'm here to talk about it. We can talk about it. If you don't want to, okay. But I'm not hiding anything in the sense of like, you know, I got some sneaky links going on. That wasn't it at all. Now, a lot of times when it comes to red flags, you are in a position where you feel like you're not good enough. You know what I mean? And granted, I've been on both sides of that. I've been on the side of where my partner constantly made me feel like I wasn't good enough. And I've been on the side where unintentionally I made my partner feel like they weren't good enough. The thing with red flags are, we all have someone in our past who has a red flag. But also when it comes to accountability, what are your red flags? What can you change about yourself for future relationships where you can turn your red flags into green flags? Where you can learn from past mistakes, even if it's with the same person. How can we progress? How can we move forward? How can I make you feel comfortable and secure in who we are as a unit? If you're not down to have those type of conversations with your person, you shouldn't be involved with them. Now, I feel like some red flags can be fixed. Some red flags you can turn from a red flag to a green flag. Some red flags, absolutely, just no. Now, I remember I had gone on a date with this guy, and it was his idea to go on the date. So we go on the date. He wanted to go out somewhere, so we went out to this place or whatever, and the place he wanted to go was closed. So we just walk around, we just find kind of like anywhere. And the place we actually ended up going to was like much lesser of like, it wasn't as fancy as a place that he was trying to go initially. So I don't know if that in his head changed something, but because of that, like we get something to eat. He doesn't order any food. I order food. And I remember he had made a comment like, next time on you. And I was like, ooh, hold up. No need for an attitude. Two, I could have paid for this meal, but am I thinking I need to pay for the meal because you asked me on this date? Why am I thinking I need to pay for a meal that you asked me on? It'd be different if I was like, hey, let's hang out. But if you probe the dinner, why would I think I'm paying for my own dinner? I don't know. Maybe there's something else going on there because the fact that he didn't order. I don't know. But it's also just like this, like, and I remember I felt so weird about that. It's like, and then we had gone to the movies, and then when I tried to get my ticket, it was like, no, I got it. It was like, you're all over the place. You're all over the place. You know what I mean? All over the place. And I also remember that this guy as well was like in the entertainment industry, right? And we were walking around, and the place we were walking around at, it used to be popping, but it wasn't so much popping like at this point. And these two random people came up to ask for a photo. And I was like, oh, okay, cool, whatever. I'm not thinking anything of it. I was like, I can take the photo. You know what I mean? But like, they ended up taking the photo. It was two people of each other. Like, you know what I mean? For each other. I was like, okay, cool. But for whatever reason, something gave me a weird inkling that this is going to sound funny, but like almost like he paid those fans to come and like ask for a photo while he was with me to like make himself seem of like a certain status. Because usually I have lovers and supporters too. If you meet someone that you love and support, when you take a photo with them, you're posting it, you're tagging them. I went through that man's tags. Those photos never, ever, 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 ever were posted. Never. And I remember like in the moment, I was like, okay, this is seeming a little like odd. And I was like, oh, okay. Then I also realized that like the place he was staying in, the car he had, all of that stuff. He was like an up and coming artist. And he was signed to a label. I'm realizing, again, I don't care. I've dated people who are rich. I've dated men who were poor. I go off of personalities, vibes, how you treat me, and then I go from there. So I'm never dating somebody just because they have money, right? And I don't know if because of who, like, he thought I was, like, as far as, like, social media and, like, all this other kind of stuff. But I realized that, like, the lifestyle he was trying to portray to me wasn't really his actual lifestyle. It was all a lie because it was actually the advance that he got from his label. Again, I'm not judging, but it's just, like, now looking back, some of the stuff makes sense as to why he was moving in the way that he was moving. It's because, okay, well, you're going to have to find a way to pay this money back to the label. It's like, but if that's the case, then stop trying to go around acting like you made it in that sense. You know what I mean? So that in itself, that whole situation in itself was a red flag, because what I didn't realize was happening is you're trying to sell me on a dream that you have absolutely no intent on fulfilling. And not in the sense of fulfilling this whole glamorous lifestyle. You have no intent on truly being there and being able to provide in any way, shape, or form, because you're lying to yourself. And if you're lying to yourself about this facade and this lifestyle that you have going on, lying to me is going to be easy. Because you've become so accustomed to lying. So lying to me is absolutely nothing. And then that's exactly what happened. Lying to me truly was absolutely nothing. I always had to figure stuff out. And here's a red flag too. If you have to be a detective, now I'm not saying we're human. We all have insecure moments in anything. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying if you have to be a true detective in your relationship, that is a red flag. This man had did so much stuff that made me feel so many type of ways. It's like, okay, I'm checking tagged photos. Also, upon checking tagged photos, that's how I realized him and I had gone to breakfast one time. And we had hung out, reconnected, gone to breakfast. And I don't know, something just told me to check his tagged photos. I go and check his tagged photos and found out that he now has a girlfriend. And it's like, so you have a girlfriend the day after you and I had breakfast? Where, like, you invited me to, like, work out with you? Like, what? So it's just like, truly, I had to be a detective when we would be dealing with each other to make sure that he was truly telling the truth and not trying to hide stuff from me. But that was a red flag. If I can't just take his word and let his word be what his word is and have to go and inspect and try to decipher what everything means as if it's a freaking puzzle game, that's a red flag. That whole situation, red flag. I should be comfortable and confident with you going and doing whatever it is that you're doing, with whoever it is that you're doing, knowing that you're going to be faithful to me, knowing that you're going to be faithful to our situation. But because there were many situations where I caught you in a bold-faced lie, now I'm having to go and I'm looking at who it is that you're following. I'm checking your tagged photos. I'm constantly watching your story because I don't trust you. And that leads to the final one, the final thing of this red flag segment. If you do not trust your partner, and again, I'm not saying you're not allowed to have a moment of being insecure or anything like that, but also if you're feeling insecure, talk to your partner. Let them know what it is you're feeling insecure about so they have the opportunity to reassure you. Because if they don't know, how can they know what's making you feel a certain way? How can they know how they can reassure you if they don't know? But if you don't trust your partner outside of just like a one-time incident, then that's a red flag. Because if there's no trust, there's an issue. And I'm not saying that you can't work through it and you can't figure it out. And the only way for you to figure it out is if you talk. But even outside of talking, if you bring up a situation and y'all talk about it and you still don't trust that person, then that's a red flag. Never allow someone to constantly turn things back on you and make you feel like the bad person, because that is a narcissist. stay far away from those. Okay? So that is kind of like my red flag, partial story time, collage all in one video. I hope you guys enjoyed this video. If you like videos kind of like this, don't forget to comment down below. Let me know. And I will see y'all in the next video. Bye.
I believe we're signing off now. We're going to go ahead and sign off. Kashawn, aka Cookie.